From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Betsy Smith. A Cole County judge has blocked one portion of a Missouri law that requires voters to show a photo ID at the polls. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin reports.
The portion in question requires those without a photo ID to provide a secondary form of identification, such as a utility bill, and then sign a sworn statement, quote, under pain of perjury. In a lawsuit seeking to stop the photo ID requirement, Circuit Judge Richard Callahan ruled that the wording in the sworn statement is contradictory and misleading. He threw out that portion of the law because it states that the person signing it does not possess any approved form of ID. He also said that the Secretary of State's advertising campaign gives a false impression that no one would be allowed to cast any form of ballot without a photo ID. The law also allows someone to cast a provisional ballot if they don't have a photo ID or don't want to sign a sworn statement. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft says he plans to appeal the court ruling. Missouri's Republican Senate candidate Josh Hawley has canceled a campaign event with a preacher who once called for government regulation of homosexuality. The Kansas City Star reports that Hawley was scheduled to appear in Springfield today with Texas pastor David Barton. The newspaper asked the campaign yesterday whether Hawley agreed with Barton's views about the LGBT rights movement, which he has compared to Nazism. Hawley spokeswoman Kelly Ford said later yesterday that the event had been canceled because of a scheduling conflict. Hawley seeks to unseat Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Josh Hawley met with farmers today in Harrisonville as part of a tour with the Missouri Farm Bureau. In Kansas City, Samuel King reports that Hawley is standing behind President Trump's trade agenda.
The Trump administration's tariffs on a long list of goods from China and other countries has prompted retaliation. But Hawley says winning the trade war is a process and that the renegotiated trade agreement with Canada and Mexico is a good start.
We are seeing significant progress and there needs to be more. There needs to be more. But what the president's doing is standing up for Missouri farmers. I support it.
His opponent, Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill, says Trump's trade policies have already cost the state jobs and could do more damage to Missouri's farming and manufacturing industries. I'm Samuel King.
Delrish Moss, who took over as police chief in Ferguson as the town still grappled with the aftermath of Michael Brown's death, is leaving at the end of this month. Mayor James Knowles III said today that Moss will return to Florida to care for his ailing mother. Deputy Chief Frank McCall will lead the department until a permanent replacement is named. Moss, a black former homicide detective in Miami, became Ferguson's chief in 2016. He spent much of his tenure helping to implement reforms, including some mandated by the U.S. Department of Justice over racial bias concerns uncovered after Brown's death. I'm Betsy Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.